of your messenger and the one who ministers to my needs. Since he longed to you all and was distressed because he had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick almost unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow for sorrow. Therefore, I say to you more eagerly that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may live sorrowful. Receiving, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness that holds such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came for him, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service for me. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for your mercy, Lord, and we want to dwell on part of this day that sometimes I feel we take for granted. I know you were all to grow in this idea of your mercy and healing, all the implications that we can have, Lord. And we know that you have the saving power, the only one that can save us from our sins. We pray that you help people listen today, Lord, that might not really know Jesus as Lord. And I pray, Lord, that they would come to know today, that they would understand salvation from you. Because what Jesus did, Lord, he's the only one who can save us from our sins. Lord, I pray that you would do the only one that you did. I pray for them. If we draw out the truth from the Word, give me your Spirit. Give the Word you have given us our faith. I pray for peace and amen. Amen. But God heals for a purpose. Well, I do feel again that the timing of this message is providential, even though it's been on the calendar for quite some time. There are several of these blunt God messages. I hope you know that they fail at just an appropriate time. In the life of our church and even our community at large. And so this is very timely because several of our folks have had COVID and most of them are never recovered or near being well. Others of our people have had surgery recently and God brought them through in a mighty way. One of our people, as you know, was injured in an accident that day. That could have been much, much worse for him. Much, much work. And he could not be mad and giving all the glory to God for not his work. And he was jumping down and thanking you for all of your prayers. Some of our people with ongoing issues, I feel, many of them are needing integration and restoration. All of us, friends, have been sick, I'm sure, as many times with colds, with flus, stomach fires, strep, and many other things. Some of you have been restored from cancer and heart attacks and strokes and serious ailments. And I want to say to you today, friend, we owe every act of healing to great Jesus. Every one. Yes, many times we do this. The technology that he's blessed us with, science and doctors and so forth, friend. But I tell you, when I get healed, Jesus did. And I want you to have that realization that the people are in. Just worship Christ a little sweeter because of that. I think the Bible helps us see here that God has a purpose in both sickness and healing. Number one, I want you to see God heals in answer to prayer. Paul points out here that the church was concerned and distressed for you because they had heard Epaphroditus was so very sick. Epaphroditus was also distressed because his love